Good afternoon, everyone.
各位弟兄姐妹午安。
I'm glad you actually you all made it here on this last Sunday of the year.
很高兴啊，看到你们大家啊，在雪中啊，赶到这里来做我们啊，今年最后啊一次礼拜。
When I first heard that I was going to preach on December 26th, I thought, you know, isn't that pretty depressing, pretty daunting?
当我知道我在12月26日要来讲道的时候，我觉得有点紧张。
Why? Because you know everyone's been hyped up since after Thanksgiving.
因为在感恩节之后，每个人就开始非常的兴奋。
You know everyone's waiting in anticipation of Christmas.
每个人都在期待着圣诞节。
Choirs put in extra time to practice Christmas carols.
我们的诗班都在忙着排练。准备他们的圣诞的报佳音。
You have children all dressed up for the plays and pageants.
孩子们也在忙着准备他们的短剧。
Yeah, families buying gifts to put under the Christmas tree.
各个家庭都在忙着买礼物。
And you see the decorations, lights, the snowman and the reindeer all over the front yards.
我们看到房子的前院。都有各种的装饰。
Every Sunday for the past month, you probably heard the Christmas story and about baby Jesus.
每个我们在过去一个月里面，几乎每一个礼拜天，我们都会听到有关圣诞节的那些故事。
And you heard things like Joseph going to Bethlehem with Mary.
我们听到有关约瑟带着玛利亚到伯利恒去。
You hear about the evil innkeeper, the horrible King Herod.
我们也知道那个邪恶的客栈主和那个可怕的希律王。
Yeah, the shepherds in the field and the angels singing, and of course the three wise men.
野地里的牧羊人天使的歌唱，还有东方的博士。
Now, however, you know, Christmas is over.
但是现在圣诞节已经过去了。
And no one wants me to rehash the same Christmas story again.
没有人希望听我重复圣诞节的故事。
So everyone's probably wondering, and everyone's thinking, you know, now what? That's the big question everyone's thinking about.
所以每个人都在想，那你今天讲什么呢？
You know, it's a day after Christmas, all the excitement is gone.
今天是圣诞节过后的第二天。所有的兴奋都已经过去。
Do we just pack up all the costumes, the trees, and decorations?
我们是不是把所有的演出服装，把所有的灯饰都收起来？
So what do we do now?
那现在我们还做什么呢？
So it's kind of like what I believe many new parents go through.
就像我相信了很多准父母们所做的。
They take all these classes, prepare themselves for a new birth.
他们去参加各种各样的培训班来准备新生儿的诞生。
They go to Lamaze classes to learn breathing techniques.
他们去那个准妈妈的班里面去学怎么样呼吸。
They learn all the things they have to eat and what not to eat and what to drink and what not to drink.
他们去学应该吃什么，不应该喝什么。
And some of them even plan out the exact time and place and environment for the baby to come out.
有些呢还精确的计划好什么时间什么地点来生孩子。
Yet after all that, when the baby is delivered, they don't really know what to do with the baby.
但是经历了这么多的学习之后，当孩子真的出生之后，他们还是不知道该做什么。
So they're still clueless on how to take care of the baby.
他们还是一点也不没有知识怎么样来照顾那个孩子。
So same thing here. Now baby Jesus is born, you know, we don't really know what to do with him.
其实对我们很多人来说也是同样的。耶稣这个婴孩诞生之后，我们还是不知道我们该怎样做。
So however, I would like to suggest that before we pack up baby Jesus with the Christmas tree.
所以呢我建议我们不要不要就像我们收藏起圣诞树一样，把那个耶稣基督的诞生也同样的把它收藏起来。
There are three things we still need to know about the birth of Jesus that's still very important.
我们要牢记，就是有关耶稣基督的诞生有三点非常重要的。
Before we begin, let's pray.
当我们在我们开始之前，让我们低头祷告。
Dear Father, we thank you for this Christmas season and for the great gifts you have given us in the form of your Son, Jesus. We also thank you that you have left behind a faithful witness about yourself in the form of the Bible. Without it, we would not know about Jesus Christ and all the things he has done for us. Father, open our hearts and our minds to you today to help us learn the great truths you have in store for us. We thank you that your love does not end after Christmas, but continues on for all eternity. We thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to turn back to 1 John chapter 1.
我们, 继续, 来看约翰一书, 一章, 一到四节。
I'll read first. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it. We proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete.
约翰一书一章一到四节，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将与原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。
There are three questions that this passage answers that I would like to talk about today.
这一段经文它回答了三个问题。
The three questions are,
三个问题是,
first one is, what is so special about this birth of Jesus?
首先, 耶稣的诞生, 有什么特殊的意义?
Second is, what did his life on earth accomplish?
第二, 耶稣在世上的生命, 完成了什么?
And third is, what did his death mean for us?
第三, 他的死的意义是什么?
So let's proceed to the first question.
我们来看第一个问题。
So what is so special about the birth of Jesus?
首先, 耶稣的诞生有什么特殊的意义?
The answer to the first question is actually in verse 1, that which was from the beginning.
这个, 回答其实就是, 第一节, 论到起初原有的生命之道。
The key word here is beginning.
这里的一个, 关键的词是起初。
Why? Because it brings to mind two other passages in the Bible with this phrase.
因为, 这个呢就, 提醒我们有两节, 很重要的经文。
First, it points to the Gospel of John.
首先是约翰福音。
It says, in the beginning was the Word.
约翰福音, 一章一节说, 太初有道。
But most importantly, John points to the chapter 1 of Genesis.
更重要的是, 在启示, 在那个创世纪的一章一节,
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
创世纪一章一节说, 起初神创造天地。
This verse actually tells us that Jesus is not just a simple baby.
这一节经文告诉我们, 耶稣不只是一个, 婴孩。
He's unique. In fact, he existed before the world began.
他是独一无二的, 事实上呢, 他在, 创世之前就存在。
He was actually involved in the creation of the world.
事实上他参与了创世。
You probably ask, you know, where does it say that?
你会问, 你从哪里看出来呢?
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, Then God said, let us make man in our image.
在创世纪一章二十六节中说, 神这样说, 我们要照着我们的形象造人。
Why did God say, let us, instead of let me?
为什么神说我们而不是说我呢?
It's because Jesus and the Holy Spirit was there with the Father when he was creating the world.
因为耶稣和, 圣灵与圣父, 一起参与了创世这个过程。
He was actually there at the beginning, before there was a beginning.
在, 创世之前, 他就已经存在。
So actually a popular song says, you know, this helpless baby that we see has walked among angels before he was born.
所以, 有一首, 很, 出名, 很流行的歌曲说, 这个, 无助的婴孩, 在他出生之前就已经与天使们同行。
The deity of Christ is something that a lot of people these days don't believe in.
基督的神性是我今天我们很多人不相信的。
However, as my professor says, if Christ is not the Lord of all, then he is the Lord of nothing.
但是呢, 如果, 基督他不是, 万物的主的话, 他是, 什么都不是。
Which means he cannot save us from our sins.
这就意味着他不能够拯救我们的罪。
So the first thing to remember this Christmas season,
所以我们这个圣诞季节要记住的第一件事情,
so that little baby that you see in the manger is the Lord of all creation.
那就是在马槽中的那个婴孩, 是, 万物的主。
Let's move on to the second question. What did his life accomplish?
我们来看第二个问题, 他的生命完成了什么?
The answer to this is in verse 2 of 1 John. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it. We proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us.
那就是约翰一书一章二节, 他的回答在这里, 这生命已显现出来, 我们也看见过, 现在又做见证, 将原与父同在, 且显现于我们那永远的生命, 传给你们。
The reason God has to become had to become a man and live among us is so that we can know about him.
神变成了人与我们同住是因为要我们认识他。
Let me illustrate.
让我来, 详细的说明一下。
The Native Americans actually told a story once.
印第安人有一个传说。
A village decided to slash and burn the forest that they lived next to create farmland.
有一个村庄呢, 他们想要把一片树林砍掉, 这样来造一个农田。
But a man of the village wanted to save a hive of ants which lived in the trees in the jungle.
但是呢, 村里面有一个人, 他想要, 拯救那些在, 树林里面住着一些蚂蚁。
However, whatever he did, just like moving the ants, you know, didn't work because they just kept coming back to the same place.
但是呢, 无论他怎么做, 他, 其实都没有成功, 因为那些蚂蚁弄到后来还是要回到他们原来的穴中。
So he decided that he needed to become an ant and warn them in their own language.
所以呢, 他, 决定他还是要变成一只蚂蚁, 来, 学他们的语言。
Somehow he did become an ant and warn all the ants in the forest that the world will be destroyed.
他呢, 后来真的变成了一只蚂蚁。 并且呢, 警告那些蚂蚁说, 那他们的世界将被毁灭。
But when all the ants heard this man, they just laughed at him.
但是当那些蚂蚁听到他这么说的话, 他们并不相信他, 并且嘲笑他。
All the ants knew that the jungle they lived in is a solid place.
他们觉得他们所生活的那个, 树林是一个非常安全的地方。
Nothing can destroy the great trees that they live in.
没有东西能够毁灭他们, 所居住的那些树林。
Yet this man, or this man that became an ant, kept yelling out all these strange ideas.
但是呢, 那个人变成了蚂蚁, 继续, 一直不断地在, 警告他们。
So finally, the ants were fed up and they killed the strange ant.
最后, 那些蚂蚁们非常的厌烦, 他们就把那个, 人变成了蚂蚁杀死了。
So this is the same with us.
这个跟我们, 的情况相同。
The world we live in trusts in science, which uses the five senses to learn about the universe.
我们世人, 只相信科学, 我们相信我们五种感觉。
They believe that we can't see it, hear it, touch it, taste it, or smell it. It doesn't, it's not real.
我们觉得如果我们看不见, 听不到, 尝不到, 摸不到, 闻不到的话, 那就不是真的。
Meaning that anything else that we can't observe does not exist.
就是我们如果看不到, 那这个东西就不是, 就不存在。
However, as Christians, we know that there is another world out there, that a spiritual world.
但是作为基督徒，我们知道还有另外一个世界，那就是精神的世界。
And we know this because we believe God Himself came down to this world to tell us about it.
我们知道这点，是因为神亲自来到世上告诉我们。
Just like the man who became an ant, God had to become a human being.
就像那个人变成蚂蚁一样神他变成了人。
So that he can tell us about the spiritual realm and show us the way back to God.
他能够亲自告诉我们那个属灵的王国。
So another answer to the second question is that the Bible was written so we can have a testimony about God.
所以对那个第二个问题的回答就是圣经是我们所得到的有关神的一个信实的见证。
John says,
约翰说
that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched.
就是我们所听见所看见亲眼看过亲手摸过的。
The disciples saw Jesus in the flesh.
门徒们看到肉身的耶稣。
They walked with him, they talked with him, and they even ate with him.
他们与他同行，与他谈话，与他同饮食。
He made such an impact that they even wrote books about him.
他对他们的影响非常的深远，所以他们都为他写下了书。
So everything that they've seen with their eyes, which they heard and which they touched, gave them the strength to endure persecution, torture, and death.
他们所听见、所看见、所触摸过的，给他们的力量，使他们能够承受。折磨承受并且承受死亡。
The books they wrote became the Bible that we now have, which is God's word.
他们所记录下来的书后来就成为了现在我们所学的神的话语圣经。
Even after 2,000 years,
在2000年之后
we still have the historical record of Jesus in our hand.
我们手上还有那个有关耶稣的历史记录。
The Gospels are a primary witness account of Jesus.
福音书是有关耶稣的原始的见证。
It's not a made-up story, something out of our imagination.
并不是有人编造出来的想象出来的。
This is something they experienced firsthand.
而是那些门徒们一手经历的。
So the second thing we should know is that the Bible was God's word sent to us, telling us about Himself.
所以第二点我们需要知道的就是圣经是神。有关于他自己的一个见证。
And finally, let's answer the third question. What does his death do for us?
最后我们来回答第三个问题，就是他的死对我们的意义是什么？
It says that so that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ.
在这里面第三节说，使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
Jesus was sent here for just one purpose.
耶稣被差遣到世上只为了一个目的。
His birth, life, death, and resurrection brought mankind back to God.
他的诞生、他的生命、他的死、他的复活是为了把人类带回到神那边。
He died for us in order to restore a broken relationship between man and God.
他为我们的罪而死是为了修复我们与神之间的断裂的关系。
If he did not do this, we would still be separated from God.
如果他不这样做的话，我们与神到现在还是分裂的。
The birth of baby Jesus brought the estranged world of mankind back to Father, the Father who is God.
耶稣的诞生把我们这个迷失的世界，我们这个迷失的人类带回到神那边。
Without Jesus, we would not have fellowship with God.
没有耶稣，我们不能与神相交。
And he is our only way back to heaven.
他是我们上天堂的唯一的道路。
So the third thing to remember is that the cross of Christ is the bridge on which we hang our salvation.
我们要牢记的第三点就是，基督的十字架是我们救恩的一个桥梁。
His bridge or his cross bridged the great gulf between this world and the kingdom of God.
那十字架把我们与神之间的一个巨大的沟壑把它填满了，是这中间的一个桥梁。
So without it, man will be stranded by himself with no way to reach God.
如果没有这个桥梁的话，我们是没有办法达到神那边的。
So as we wrap up today, please remember.
当我们做总结的时候，让我们记住。
So just because Christmas is over doesn't mean we can forget all about Jesus.
圣诞节是过去了，但是这并不意味着我们能够忘记耶稣。
Why? Because the birth of Christ is only a starting point.
为什么呢？因为耶稣的诞生只是一个起始。
All life began with Jesus before he was born.
生命从耶稣开始，在他还没有诞生之前就已经开始。
Jesus was born as a man so that he can die for our sins.
耶稣作为肉身降生，他就因为这样，他可以为我们的罪而死。
He conquered death and rose from the dead because he is the source of all life.
他战胜了死亡，并且从死里复活，因为他是生命的源泉。
No one else could have done what he did.
没有人能够做到他所做的。
So Jesus, the baby born of the Virgin Mary, is the Lord of all creation.
所以耶稣是万物的主。
He lived the perfect life teaching us about God.
他经历了完美的生命。
He died on the cross in obedience to God's command.
他在十字架上的死是他顺服神的命令。
And he is the only person, the God-man, who could save mankind from the guilt of sin.
他是唯一的神变成的人能够拯救我们的罪。
So there is new life for those who put their trust in the God-man Jesus Christ.
所以如果我们相信耶稣基督的话，我们就会有新的生命。
So what should our response be?
那我们的回应是什么呢？
We should proclaim the birth of Christ.
我们要传扬耶稣基督。
Not just on Christmas, but every day.
并不是在圣诞节，而是在每一天。
Just like the apostles who proclaimed Jesus, John wrote, "We write this to make your joy complete."
就像使徒们他们把耶稣基督传扬出去的一样，约翰这么说，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
We too need to share Jesus.
我们也同样的需要分享耶稣基督。
We are joyful when we spread the gospel.
我们当我们传扬耶稣基督、传扬福音的话，我们就会有喜乐。
And sharing the good news also completes the joy of those who hear.
当然，当我们传扬福音的时候，我们也使别人的听众的喜乐充足。
True joy only comes when we have Jesus overflowing in our hearts.
我们真正要有真正的喜乐，就需要有耶稣基督充满我们的心。
And for those who don't know him, there is no other way to obtain joy other than to have the source of all joy, which is Jesus.
对那些还不认识耶稣基督的人，他们唯一能够得到喜乐的方式就是他们认识耶稣基督。
So before we pack up today, or before we pack up baby Jesus for the storage shed,
当我们把一切圣诞的事物都收藏起来的时候，
remember, Christmas is not just a one-day event.
请大家记住，圣诞节并不只单单是一天的节日。
We need to proclaim Jesus loudly, clearly, and joyfully.
我们要响亮的、充满喜乐的、清晰的传扬神的福音。
Each and every day and every opportunity that rises.
每一天每一个机会我们都需要抓住。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord and Father, we thank you once again for sending your Son to die for us on the cross.Help us to remember that there is joy only in you and you alone. Lord, help us to boldly proclaim the good news about Jesus so that others may know the Savior and find this joy you have given us. As we go into the new year, help us to celebrate the birth of Jesus each and every day. Thank you and pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.